the impact of wind turbines. It was the subject of a hearing Wednesday at the state capitol. A bill would make it easier for property owners to sue if a neighboring wind turbine damages their health or drives down the value of homes. The Senate Committee on Judiciary and Labor listened to what people had to say during the four-hour hearing. More voices supported the proposed law than opposed it. Its author is Senator Frank Lissay of Green Bay. He's been tilting his legislative sword against wind turbines for years. He says it's his duty.
I don't want people harmed by wind, period. I don't care if we have them in this state or not, truly. Really, I don't care about wind one way or the other. But I don't want people harmed like the people I represent who have truly been drastically, dramatically harmed by this, and we don't seem to care. And that bothers me a lot. And this is a redress for those people.
Many speakers called for independent studies to prove or disprove impacts of turbine movement to human and animal health. Darlene Miller says she and her husband don't need science to substantiate what they're living. She says they lived 30 healthy years in their home in rural Fond du Lac County. Miller says things changed 5 years ago when Blue Sky Greenfield went online nearby, a wind farm with 88 enormous towers.
And the noise totally in our house is different than what is going on outside. It's the vibrations from the walls expanding or whatever from these turbines. It's just an awful life, and we can't get out. So this bill, if you pass it, would help us, hopefully, to be able to at least go and get out of our homes on the worst nights and get some sleep, because this can go on months on end.
No one should dismiss Darlene Miller's concerns, according to Shala Werner. She's director of the Sierra Club. But Werner says scientific scrutiny will take time. In the meanwhile, she thinks Wisconsin should lean toward what science has concluded about the benefits of wind energy.
We always have to go on the best available science that we have right now. And right now we know that the science is in on climate change. And almost every energy source has some drawbacks. Future generations in Wisconsin, what are we going to be leaving them with? And what's the most responsible power choices that we can make?
The Public Service Commission established a wind siting council and charged it with studying the impacts of wind energy systems. Its report is due next October. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.